he'd say.
Pasuk tells us, Vayifka b'mokom. Huh? Your wife. Vayifka b'mokom. He came to the place. Vayolin shom laid there. Kivo Hashemesh, because the sun had set. Vayikach na'av ne'amokom, and he took from the place the stones. Now Rashi says here that where is this mokum? So he says it's Har HaMoriah. And what did he do there? So it says Vayifka b'mokum v'yolin shom, and it doesn't really tell us what really happened. So we have a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos is a discussion in the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos. The discussion is about whether our tefillas are in relationship to the karbonis that we have or relationship to the avos. Now let's go right in the middle. So it says, Tanya kavosa de Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Right in the middle of the lines there. Avram tikin tefillah shachas. Avram made shachas. Shenema vayashkim Avram baboiker. Got up in the morning. Elamokom she'omad shom. So the key word right now is omad, and the Gemara says ein amida elo tefillah. Amida means davening. How do we know that? Shneema vayamod Pinchos vayifale. So there the pasuk says clearly he got up to daven. So when it says by Avram, vayashkim Avram bavokeh elamokom she'omad, so it must be he was davening.
It's interesting, because he really was davening. In a sense, he was engaged in a direct conversation with Hashem, davening to him about something.
That's
like
what he was doing.
Going, but I'm saying, whereas the others are like Yitzchak, it's not explicit. But there, he actually was engaged.
Why isn't it explicit?
It says lesuach basedah.
What's lesuach? Sicha is speech. That's what Sikh is.
Sarah,
okay. Okay. That's what Sikh is.
Okay. Well, at the very least, though, it doesn't tell us what he was talking about. Because we know by Avram, when it says Ahmad Sham, it's referring to his tefillah on behalf of Anshe Sodom.
Okay, but that the Gemara is not learning that. The Gemara is not going with that.
Yet.
The Gemara is not saying that, because then it wouldn't be a riot for Shachas.
Yeah,
it'd be a riot for an Eis Tzara, but not for a Shachet. Okay, good. By Yitzchak Tikin Mincha, Tfilas Mincha, Shneema, by Yitzchak L'Suach B'Sodeh, Lifnos Erev, V'Yein Sicha Ela Tfila, Shneema Tfila Oniki Atov, Lifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicha. So that's Sicha. Yaakov tikent filos arvis shenema vayifka b'mokom vayolen shom. This pasuk that we just read, ve'impegia elo tefillah shenema vato al tispalo ba'adom azev al tisa ba'adom rino sfilo val tifka bi. Don't, literally means touch me, bother me. But it means don't daven. So therefore we see that the ovis are the ones that are going to this. Okay, so the Gemara has a whole discussion, whether yes, whether no. But we need to understand a little bit tonight. Can't do as long as normally, but let's understand, A, what is this thing? And number two is I want to understand some very, very important things for our tefillah, Pasha tefillah. So our tefillah will be a different tefillah. Let's start with the Maral. The Maral, the Siva Avoda, goes through goes through this Gemara. Let's start in this left-hand column on Paragimel. Tfilas are elu ashetiknu im shalosh tfilas. They are three tfilas. Tfilas shachas, tfilas mincha, tfilas arvis. V'yesh lishol loma elu shalosh tfilas bezmanam elu. Why do you need these three tefillos at these specific times? The yesh l'farish al derech hapshat v'pnei ki roi sheyishabed ha'odom atzmo el Hashem yizborach. A person should enslave himself to Hashem ba'avodoso. Now, the first three letters of the word avoda are Evid. So therefore, when we daven, we call it avoda. So therefore, what it really means is we become, in our behavior, and we in our heart and mind, become HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Evid. Heim begufo, both in our body, heim benafsho, heim b'mamono. Ukedeksiv, as it says, Yaftos Hashem alikecho b'chol levavacho. Levav v'chol means with your heart, v'chol nafshecho with your soul, v'chol moedecho with all of your money. Kvai is boer, ki elu shlosh nirmus b'posik yahavt. Gufo, what's the body? That's v'chol levavcho. Upir shirav v'yseinu zechorim levracho. B'shnei yitzrecho. Right, we know that. V'yetzah toiv u'v'yetzah ra. That's the body. So therefore, with your body, enslave yourself to the Rabban Yishim. Says, even if it takes your nefesh, be enslaved to him. As it says in Perek Haroe. Watch carefully how he learns it. Umifnei. As we all know firsthand, that shachris, the sleep of morning, of the morning, is very sweet to man. The chorus in al shina shel shachris, the kasha odom yosha shina shel shachris, he was sleeping. The chofetz v'toyev odom lios nimshel chachashina, and the man wants to continue with his sleep. When you're sleeping, you're as close as being totally body, because it's almost as though there's nothing else going on. You're a piece of clay in a bed. Ki ein l'choshu gufni, there's no one physical, kemo ayoshon, like the sleeping. Shelo nisha rak aguf, because all there is the body. Vein ha-nefesh po'el klal, and the nefesh isn't working. And a man has to overcome this desire to get up from his sleep and to daven. So Shachris, he's explaining, is that we take our body that's dying to stay in bed, especially a winter morning, mm-hmm. under the blanket, geschmack, and you'd love to stay there, and you pull yourself together out, and you have some choice words to yourself for doing it, but you do it, as the pshat is, that's goofful. So with your goof, you are meshabed to Hashem. Tfilas ha-mincha, he be'ike ayom. That's in the midst of the day. Ba'odam b'zman hazeh misaseg ba'asokim. He's in the middle of doing his things, his business. Hashal odam b'yoseh. Bu'pone me'alska vel ha'tfila. Like now, Shkia is 4:50 something. So he's in the middle of his day. And he takes himself out to go and daven mincha. B'zeh m'shabed mimono. El Hashem Yisbarach. And with that, he enslaves his money to Hashem. Because he's giving up doing business right now. In the midst of the business deal, he gets up to go and daven. B'kashahu b'erev. And when you come tonight, asherodom kvahu yogea min asokim. You're tired. U'toy tirdos. Sho'o yolo ados asher. And the soul wants peace. V'davizeh shayich l'nefesh. He said a very interesting point. And therefore, he should know that when the soul is in that state, it's the soul that wants. V'fisha nefesh u'bal malacha. Because what's doing your work during the day? It's not the body is what might be doing, but the nefesh is what's really feeling it. U'bal is tenu, and all movement comes from that which is inside of us. And at night, we love to rest. And calm. And through sleep, one of the greatest miracles that happens to us day in and day out is that you take your body that's tired, your soul that's tired, put it in a bed. Nothing happens to it. You didn't do anything. Closed your eyes, and you woke up, and you're refreshed. It's nisei nisim. One miracle after the other. We take it for granted because it comes all the time. But it's a nace. So if the pshat is you would have taken a pill with it, okay. He didn't do anything. V'kamo shadoshu. Al posik chadoshim labekorim. Posik says, in the morning we're new. Rabbe emunasecha. Right? Your munas is much. Bosa b'dom odom afkir biyodo pikodon chodosh. Hashem gives us into our hand a new pikodon to take care of. At night we bring it back, it's all worn down. It's all broken already. And we give the nefesh to Hashem. It's all worn down. And in the morning, brings it back to us new, refreshed. Zel chadoshim labakar. That's newness in the morning. Rabba emunasech. Lefichach amru chachamim shal yishin be'erev kodim atfila. You shouldn't go to sleep before you daven. V'gam lo yochol v'yishte rak is probably not allowed to eat and drink. Just daven. Shebezeh nira she'odim mishabit nafsho el Hashem yizbarach shu yogea min atnua. He's all worn down. Mavakish menucha, we seek rest. And still, what do? You pull yourself into shul and hope that you can still concentrate a little. Davin Mariv, so that's b'chol nafshim. Good. So therefore, ulaficha chayidei eilu shlolosh tfilis ha'odam mishabed kol shlosh dvorim she'im lodom. By doing this, we enslave all the parts that we have. Shevzbor im begufo, that's one part. And that's what we said, is shachris. Mumono, so that's mincha. And nafsho, that's mine. Uvazeh utachas v'shus ho'ola. And by doing that, you show that you are totally under the control of the cause. Bechol chelkov, in all of it, his parts. Asher yesh lo v'pirish hogan, that's good. Okay, any problems?
Clear? Is cause?
What? Is the cause.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, well, we had this a number of times. He used this. All lul is the effect.
Is the nefesh dafka here, or is it neshama could be?
No, he's not going to. Right. Omno, a pirisha shebiru lonu chachomi bechasim chachmosam, and yodu mitzune a chachma, those that know the hidden parts about chachma, know, zeshom and perik tfila shachomer of Yosef of Chanina, tfilas of us too. That's this Gemara and Brachas that we just saw. Shuben Levi says tfilas keneged tamidim. Tani kavosid of Yosef of Yehuda, Reb Chanina, Avram Tikin Shachlish, and we ask him of a Babokel, Makamashom, Spene Hashem, and Yamida Latfila, Shnema Yamar Pinkas, we follow, Teotza Magif, Yitzchok, Tikin Mincha. This is the Gemara that we said. Shnema Vayetzi Yitzchok Gosuach Besada with Nos Erev, Vain Sicha, Elatfila, Shnema, Tfila Looni, Kiatov, Hashem Yishbroch Sicho Yaakov Tikin Tfilis Harvish Nema Vayivka B'mokom Vayolin Shem Kivu Hashemesh V'yein Pegiya Ela Tfilis Nema Otisab Adam Rino U'tfil V'al Tifka B'i And Tanya Tavosei Rav Shub and Levi. So why did they make Shachris Til Chatzos? Because of the Tamim. Good. Inyan Machloke Zu Yesh L'vayr. Now let's get it clear. Kilama Ha'ovis Tiknu Tefillah. Why should the Ovis be the ones to make up Tefillah? V'chilo Hispalel Adam V'Noach. Adam we know. And Noach we know. V'gam Sha'ar Tzadikim. V'chem Hashem Keneged Timidim Tiknu. V'chilo Hispalel Ad Anshek Nez Agdolo. Till then, till the Anshek Nez Agdolo wrote up a Nusach, a set setting for us. What happened? V'dava in Zeh in Loma. You can't say no one daven because we know they daven. Kvar bi'arim ki atfila el Hashem yizborach shetzorech o odom because man needs shehu ho'olul because he is the effect. Pone he has to turn el ho'olul to the cause. Vinitla bo, and it has to be clear. After it's very important that we keep these words in mind as we go along, and that what it should be clear that we are dependent on him. Nitla, we're hanging on because we are only an effect. And if the cause wouldn't be there, the effect wouldn't be. V'lakach mispalel el ha'ol, and therefore tefillah is to show that we are totally dependent on the cause. V'davazem mavua. V'zev v'davazer b'chanina tfilis of nustiknum mipnei. Ki ha'ovis oyu ascholo l'chol ha'olam. The ovis are the beginning. Sholakach nikovis, that's why they're called ovis. Because they're the fathers. V'lo tzadikim shonim, they're not called the early righteous people. As we know, the whole world was created for the sake of Yisrael. Vavis are your ovos, and fathers mean father. Vaschala and a beginning, El Yisrael. Ukiilu ovos a ma'olu rishon min Hashem Yisbara. It's like the ovos were the first effect from the cause called Hashem. Asher olu tzorech al olu v'nit lebo. Kama shizbot. U'mepnei kach, and because of that, ha'ovos shem ascholah tiknu tefillah. Therefore they made tefillah. Why? What does it got to do with it? Ki ha'tefillah hima shemechaber ha'olu el ha'olu. Tefillah is the connector between the effect to the cause. It's very important that we keep this in mind. That the effect is connected to the cause by the tefillah. V'ho'ovis emol rishon asher tziruf el Hashem yizbarach. They're the first ones that are the effect, that show the effect, and that are therefore connected. V'chol echod tikon tfi midosa. Everyone made up one according to what they were and what happened to them. Avram tikin tefillas shachris b'tchilas ayom. The sun rises, that's the tefillah, that's the beginning of the day, and that's Avram. Why? Because Avram is the beginning of all the others. V'ayodome Avram l'shachris. Avram is like the shachris itself, shu ascholos hayom, uhu yizborach yisla elohol, and that Avram shows that from the beginning we're all dependent on Hashem. Came along Yitzchok, v'tikin Yitzchok tfilas mincha. Yitzchok made mincha. Why? Shu acher chatzos hayom, that it's after midday. It's the completion. Now, let's just stop for a second to to get it. We have to understand that the directions in the Torah language are very exact. The word Mizrach is Mizrach. From this side come the rays. The morning rays come from this side. So it's called Mizrach, from this side. The sun rises till it gets to the southern side of the sky. It's never a dead center. So therefore, when it's in the highest position, it's in the southern side. So therefore, the south is called Dor Rome. It lives in the height on that side, south. And then toward evening, starts going to that side. That's called Mi Erev, Ma'ariv. Toward evening, it's on that side. But there's one side that it never gets to, and that's the north. So the north is called Safon, like we have Seder night. When you take the Afikomen and you put it away, it's Safon, that's the same thing. So that's why the directions have those names.
So this is true in Eretz Yisrael, because in the south, further south.
Is there any place else in Israel? No. Well, it happens to be that there are other. Akola is going only after dead center. Dead center is the purpose of the world. Good. V'dov v'zeh yudua l'chach me'emes. Good. Yaakov, sho ya'achikach, tikein tfilis arvis. Shehi b'achrona. V'gam shehu kefi midosa sho Yaakov. So Avram is the beginning. Golus starts with Yitzchak's birth. The 400 years start with Yitzchak's birth. But he never goes into the exile. So he's like, what? Mincha. Mincha, the sun, is setting, but it never leaves light. So that's what Yitzchak is. Yitzchak is exactly that. He is the beginning of the night, but he doesn't see night. Yaakov, on the other hand, goes into the golus. So Yaakov is Ma'ariv. And that's because he is in the darkness of golus. V'dov hazeh k'neged ma'a sh'olom hazeh hu'biyad Hashem. V'lekach tfilas arvis b'layla, k'alayla mora, because night, when we have no light, we don't know it, mo'ot sh'olom hu'biyad Hashem yizbara. Like we give over our soul to the Hashem at night. Good. Why? Because his image is embedded in the throat, as we've discussed, of Kis Yaakov. Lakach Yaakov b'frat tikin tefilas arvis, ki tefilas emora, sh'olom b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zeh midas Yaakov k'asher yudu l'vein l'arach, b'mokom hazeh, I don't want to say anymore. Aval klalu, ki roi davka ovis, there are the beginning, li'os tiknu tefilas. Yaschola, v'ola rishin yitla v'ola, that the causes and dependent. Says many times that electricity is very nice, except that it took away night and made night day. Night used to be night. Right? It was dark. There was a certain amount of mesiras nefesh in your learning, but there was a limit. You weren't going anywhere. Now with light, we go, we run around till who knows when, right? And we've made night day. And it doesn't seem that that's where Hashem wanted it. He wanted night to be night. Rabbi Ruderman, Zatzal, his eyes were not good. And what they say is that when the Arsene Meach came out, there were very few copies, tremendous Pirush on the Rambam. So they would give like one to the yeshiva in Slabotka. So they took chances to read. And his chance to read came at night. So he sat by the light to go through the Arsene Meach, which in itself, to think that a man could go through all of Arsene Meach in one night is just like mind-boggling. But he went through. So in the middle of the night, the candles went off. So what was he going to do now? So he went out by the moon, and he stood by the moonlight and read the Arsene Meach. And they say that's how it he ruined his eyesight from the Arsene Meach at night. That's what they said. Good. The Elu Sholish Ovis, Hey Mascholos Belvad, Lakein Tiknu Atfilus Besholish Bechinis, in these three things. The mitzvah is to daven nates. That we daven later, or those who daven earlier, so that is not the best time. The best time is nates. The people that are very careful in mitzvahs, you go so they would finish the Shema and its brachas im neitz hachamach. Kedei lismoch, to put close the geula to tefillah. Nimtzu mespal b'yom, so the moment, the first moment of day is neitz. Kedei ya. The effect should be dependent on his cause from the first moment possible to recognize that he is an effect of this cause. The chain tefillas hamincha is as the chama is beginning to go down. So that's toward the end of the day. Again, because it's all dependent on Hashem. So at the end of the day, we turn and recognize that we are an effect of that cause. And that the beginning is the cause, and the middle of the day is the cause. And then at night again, Laila, next of the night is totally up to Hashem, and that's it. Fine. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu has tefillas Arba. I wanted to learn with you a very important piece from Prophet Yitzchak about tefillah. Now, the other thing is very interesting about the bracha of Rotzeh B'Tefillah Tshuva. See, if you really analyze the davening, so the brachas are that we're saying what Hashem grants. He does. What does he do? He gives us das. He forgives us. He brings redemption. He listens to our tefillah, actions. When we come to tshuva, we don't say he grants tshuva. We say he wants tshuva. So it seems as though there's a change. Good. That's not for the night. Let's see Dalit. And here he lays down very important points that are very key in our concentration. The Gemara tells us, and we've touched on this Gemara. The Gemara says that Lama Nikra Shimam, why are they called Anche Knesses Agadolo? Why are they called that? Because they brought back the glory to its original state. What does that mean? Because the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Zanur. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor. So came along the Navi, and the Navi says, Gibor? Where's the Gibor? They're running wild in your lands, in your place. Kaikir and Becholo, they're running wild. Where's Gibor? So he took out Gibor. Next, Navi came, Yecheskel came along. He said, Godel, Gibor? What's going on? Godel, Gibor? Nora? Where's Nora? Look what they're doing to your children. They took all your children into exile. How could you say Nora? So he took it out. came along Anshik Nezagdolah, and they said just the opposite. Gibor is, because he holds off his anger from his children, that's Gibor. Nora, as we see it now today, Nora, they're surrounded by 70 wolves, and they don't wipe them out. Why? Must be the Nora. But not the way we normally understood it differently, so they put it back in. So Gemara says, Lo omrim shvachash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gibor Nora. Why? Because we know sheyodu b'Abba HaKadosh Baruch. Why did the Nevi'im take it out? Because they knew that Hashem is MS, l'fichach lo kizvu bo. So they didn't want to say it, because it's not MS, at least the way they understood. V'ayinu mishum, shalafi daitom, right, daitom oz, lo yisanoga, let's not go into that, let's go down. Okay, let's go down, three lines from the bottom. Let's start at the end of the fourth line from the bottom. Harei she'ena shevach poel b'meisharim. When we say praise of Hashem, it's we saying it u'be'edya b'mila abakosh. Why do we get up and say? Number one, we say it because we have to focus as we begin our Shemoneh Esrei. What happens in Shomayim when we say Godol, Gibor, Noro, Rofei Cholim, Matir Asurim, what happens in Shomayim? The Masha Tfila Poelus, Boradus HaShefa. There means Hashem wants to pour forth that specific aspect to us. Harei Zeh B'Kocho Shel HaBakosha. That's dependent on us. Now let's go slowly. Person who davens must mention the praise of Hashem. Avomilui atzorich hanidon, but to have it happen, nifol hu al yedei kabolas abakosh. Seems people think that it happens only when I request it. V'zeh eino. That's not the pshat. Now please watch, because here he explains simply how our tefillah works. D'chol gilui shvocho. Every time we reveal the praise shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'orer hu, it brings out in Shomayim rotzon milamayla, a want in heaven, lizgalos, to reveal down here, bepoel mamish, in reality, bitoim lutochen hashvach, in the relationship with this praise, shenizgala, that became redeemed, revealed, ayidei odom hamishabeach hasyotzu. So when we get up and we say, somech noflim, what does it do? In Shomayim, the Rabbeinu Shom would want to bring to this world a sign showing that what we praised him with is reality. And that he really would become the Somech Noflim. Elo, Shekama, of course, Minnesota, Sorotzen. But there are many stages that has to go from what want, admaisa radus hashefa pohold and bamish, till he brings it down here. It's got to go through many stages. Shekein yesh kama makatrikim. But we know there is a makatri, kitrug. Shemayin, there are those angels that speak against us. V'kama sibos, and many causes. Shalroze olam, that are from the hidden secrets, that don't allow that what the want was to become a reality. So he wants to become the Somech Noflim. But the Kitrug against Klai, so when they speak up against them, say, you're going to help these guys? Look at them, what are they? So now it makes it more difficult for the Ratzon to get down here. Yes? Are we with? Clear? Now, V'kan bo hi abakosha. Now comes in our request. Hamufureshes, that is outright. Hamisyacheses, that relates lolis oris Ratzon grade. Not just a movement of want, because there's a need. Now, it's not just because I said something, he wants to help, but it's because I requested it outright. And that's the beginning, the opening, and the end. Let's see what he means. Da psicha higuf abakosha lemiloi atzorech. The beginning is the request. Choneinu meitcha, grant from you, Deo bin of Azka. Right? Deo, give it to me straight. Lach mikan boachsima. Wait a second. Very strange. You know, we don't stop to think. It's the old problem about Adam. But if you think about it, what is Chonein Ados? Is that part of our request? What's Chonein Ados?
Sheva.
The Sheva. It's not a request. So what happened? We were talking that what you're going to make direct request. And your direct request is going to do in Shemayim to bring down that which was being held back, we're going to bring it down now by request. And then what do we end with? A bracha that is a shevach. Why? That's the expression of the praise of Hashem. But also nidon, in that exact point, shalabakosha atzma, of that which is the request. I came and I said to Hashem, please, I beg you, give me das. Now what do I say? Praise that you're the one who grants knowledge. Why? And this praise, hamizbate b'chasima, that is spoken out at the very end, hu akoveya, it's what sets it. Hashem wanted to grant it to us. But what was going on in Shemayim was that things were being held up. Now I made it an explicit request, and now I come and I praise him in a specific point. Now just like my request comes straight, now the praise pulls it down in Shemayim, coming down here, that he can work because I praised him directly. In the tefillah, the gufa shalinyan, and what is this? By us giving the praise of Hashem, harehu ma'ora al yedei zerotzen. Lizgalos b'po mamish, which it causes in Shemayim that Hashem wants to make it. Benidon Hashemach hazeh, haynu mishum shakol bora l'chvodo. Everything in the world is created for His honor. Even shodem hashmiat chilasa shadilasa shel Hashem. And now when we come along and say the praise that He's the Someich Noflim, and we're saying it by recognizing that it's all Him. And the world is created to bring out His covet, His, and I'm asking Him to do it. So now I would become a bigger Eved when He comes and He does. So my request is Ma'orer. That's the Shevach. My direct request is what's going to bring it down, and what's going to seal it is that I give a shevach on that specific thing. Good. We can't bring it down. So therefore, the bakasha is what brings it down. So therefore we have that. So our tefillah is set up in a very special way. At the beginning, we talked about regular shevach about so make no flame, rofechol. So I spoke about rofechol. So in Shemayim, that's a very general point. So now, but in Shemayim, there's a movement already to bring refuah. Now I come down and I say, what? Refa'enu! Please, I beg you. Now we move, we are moving Shemayim to bring it direct. But I need to seal it, that the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will seal that which is in Shemayim can come down here with that point. Rofei Chol Baso. He's the one Rofei Chol Yamei. So it's very interesting that the Arish Manasseh works. We start with Shevach, we make direct request, and we end with Shevach on a specific point, not general. That's how Arish Manasseh goes. Okay?
Thank you.
Where does the word Davin come from?
What? It's not a Jewish.
Where do we get that word, God?
So what about the tefillah on Shabbos where you don't have a bakasha?
So we don't need it. Because we spoke about that once. Shabbos is the point you don't need to say anything. You're so close that he knows exactly what it is, and therefore it's a relationship. Shabbos and during the week.
But so it would be a different mechanism. It's just Shvach.
That's right, man. It's so strong, the relationship. There's nothing to hold it back. Good?
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, man.
Thank you.